Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
I'm on your heart, I'm on your mind, but I'm not paying rent. Got Gucci guilty on my body, know they love the scent. I feel like Wiz, I smoke this Kush until my body twitch. Yeah, two phones, pair, wrist watch, ice cold, no ring, pro dome, mo cash, bolo. This that player, I'm Mr. Swish, I could teach you game. Red carpet, fitted suit, ask ya, she know my name. I just think I'm different from the others. I always keep it real, never folded on my brother. You trick off on a bitch, I'm trying to take care of my mother. They treat me like a king, just treat you like a sucker. I'm that nigga, I'm the man, baby, come with a winner. Know my denim from Japan, I'm a shark, the nigga swimmer. Strapped up like the Taliban. Mad because I'm richer. Been a pot like soda cans. I'm an expert, y'all beginners.
Y'all beginners.
Two phones there. Wrist watch, ice cold. No ring, pro dome. Mo cash, bolo. This that player, I'm Mr. Swish. I could teach you game. Red carpet, fitted suit. Ask ya, she know my name.
She get flipped in new ways. I heard it's talking. It's just a new day. I proved all niggas wrong. My paper long. I don't promote no drugs, but the gas I'm on is really strong. Better hope that I don't get rich. They say money change. I know money bought this fit. I know money iced this wrist. I know money can buy your money. Can't unlame a lane. Now that's some shit money can't fix. I was in the background like a dancer waiting on my turn. I done lost some niggas to the streets. I guess they'll never learn. I move like a boss, call me commission, but I'm not David Stern. They ain't give me shit, so everything I got I had to earn. 7'6'2 in my shoulder never made me give up hope. You can call me what you want as long as you don't call me broke. I'ma work like 20 jobs before you ever see me mope. Say you harder than a kid, I guess you're for sniffing. Side effects of winning, turning down these a new hate. Had to change how I was living. I'm not trying to be no victim, so I lay it all on wax. I pray to God and then I kill him. I think he got the Lane disease, cause no motion is a symptom.
Man, I can't even take no breaks no more. It's like, nigga disappear for a little bit. Everybody got all these questions, and I'm just like, here we go. I know what y'all finna say. You like,
where you been?
Out the way.
Where you been?
Different states.
Where you been?
Making plays.
Where you been?
On your brain.
Gotta keep them guessing so they never know what's coming. Know I might be next to blow, but until then I keep on thumbing.
Where you been?
Out the way.
Where you been?
Different states.
Where you been?
Making plays.
Where you been?
On your brain. Gotta keep them guessing so they never know what's coming. Know I might be next to blow, but until then I keep on thumbing.
I keep on thumbing.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl DJ OZ and you're listening to the Ozone with DJ OZ. And you already know I got what you need from 8 to 9 p.m. But tonight is a very special episode. We have a very special guest in the building tonight with me. We have Superstar Swish here.
What's good? What's good? What's good?
And so he's gonna be kicking in with us, talking to us about his not his debut project, but his new album that just dropped, which is Nothing But Net. And I'm excited to chop it up with him. So without further ado, the first two songs that you heard was from his project, Nothing But Net, Rent Free and MIA. So for those just tuning in, can you tell us what you do and your name, like the meaning behind your name, rather?
Okay, so what I do, I am, first and foremost, I am Swish, a full artist name, Superstar Swish. I'm an artist, songwriter, engineer, light producer. I've been making music out of Memphis, Tennessee for about 6 years now. And yeah, I make rap music. I say rap music because that's majority of really what it is. I don't mind dabbling into other lanes, but that's my bag. I'm a rapper, and I'm proud of it. A lot of folks aren't proud to be rappers. So,
yeah, talk about it. Well, so I love it. So you wear a lot of hats. You said that you're a rapper, songwriter, engineer. How do these roles come together when you're creating a record?
Well, I mean, the first stop of any good record is having a great engineer. And because I am an engineer, it kind of makes the recording process and actual process of making music easy, because I never have to wait to go to the studio to execute an idea. I'm always ready. Like, if I got something comes in my head, I'd be like, man, all right, let's go. Let's see what that's about.
Mm-hmm. And you're saving money.
You're saving a lot of money. Well, you save a lot of money for sure, because like the stuff I spend on like plugins and mm-hmm. stuff like that, like it balances out like mm-hmm. crazy versus spending like $60-$70 an hour for a studio session. So
that's crazy. So I also want to know, I mean, coming out of Memphis, I mean, a city that's known for like grit and soul, how has that energy shaped your artistry in the way that you tell stories through your music?
I think that it shapes the way I tell my story, basically, because I think it makes you just hungry. Like, coming up in a city like this, we have like a real dog-eat-dog city. This isn't like a place where you're just gonna go somewhere and like you're gonna excel. And I don't think you really excel just in any city. I don't think any city is easier than the other, but we definitely have a culture of like, if you're not prepared, they'll get you.
Yes, for sure. Very competitive round the way, so that's crazy. I also want to talk about how a lot of times in our city, when it comes to being an artist, it's kind of hard breaking into the scene. So how was that for you when you were just starting out rapping? Because I know you've been rapping since you were 19.
Yeah, that's
19?
Right.
Okay. See, I be doing my research. So what was that like?
It was cool. I think it was pretty easy for me. From the context of when I got into it, I was just making stuff. Like, it was me and my friend Marcus, and we were recording in his apartment at first. He was making music first, and he really don't still make music for real, but like, we'll do stuff time to time. And honestly, it was just a situation of like, hey, I'm gonna make it, and I don't know any producers, I don't know any engineers. Let's just make some music and see what we can do. And that's what it was. I taught myself how to engineer, so I didn't have to go anywhere.
Which is impressive, because that's hard. I've tried. It's hard. But that's crazy, though. So getting into Nothing But Net, that was recorded entirely in your home studio. So what was your routine like while crafting the project?
My routine while crafting the project, I think really it was just a matter of getting up shots. I took a lot of time off from making music. Last year, I finished a project with one of my counterparts, Jay Music. And once we finished making Right Shoulder Bump Fade, it was back in like November of last year. Mm-hmm. So yeah, think about it. We've been sitting on a project for like months and months and months. And as we were finished with that, I was just like, all right, I'm about to go get back in shape, and I'm going to holler at you when I get done. And, of course, I had ideas, and there were songs that I wanted to make in between now and then, but, like, I was just like, I got to get something done. So I make stuff here and there. I have an idea, and then I might write a little bit to it, but like I never really execute it. So I had like, I think I had like one song last year after we, like right before we did Right Shoulder Bump Fade. And then after that, I just chilled, got health right. And so then after health was in good shape, I was like, all right, let's break this down for real. Let me get back into my bag. And of course, once I got back into my bag, I just tried to challenge myself to make different stuff than I was used to. So
that's dope. So in mentioning your weight loss journey, now, I went to the release party, and you kind of talked about it there. And I know it's probably higher now, but you said that you lost around, like, 50 pounds.
Yeah, I lost.
I feel like it's more now.
Yeah, I lost about 60.
60.
Yeah, okay. I went back up a little bit. That's just, like, partying and having fun. So during the summer, you got to give yourself some time. Like, if you want to cut for, like, more than 6 months at a time, I ain't going to lie, you're going to burn yourself out really quickly. So allow yourself to enjoy life, drink, eat, have fun with friends, do all those types of things. So
do you feel like the music and Nothing But Net, a lot of that energy and like emotion came from the weight loss journey that you've been on?
For sure. I think that the confidence that that I was seeking, like the trying to get back to my old self, like, you know, being a former athlete and stuff, like once I got my body back right, you know, health is wealth. I say health is wealth. And like your whole mentality changes, like your process changes. You become more motivated to do things. Like you ever notice how after you eat like a bad meal or something like that, you just don't want to do anything else for the rest of the day?
Groggy.
Facts. So with that being said, once I got back in shape, it was like, nah, I'm confident in myself again. Like I restore faith in myself as an artist, and it was time to put the work in. So
I love that. So with that, so with that in mind, I want to ask you, what song do you feel like would be a good song to give the audience a little more insight into what we've been talking about? I'll let it be your choice.
So you want me to pick? If I'm picking a record, what comes after that? We just played Rent Free and Missing in Action. I feel like Missing in Action was like the perfect track because it was like, it was the perfect track because it was like, it just kind of tells you where you been. It's a where you been record, where what you got going on. But if we're going to go something outside of that, then I just say, I say The One. Let's say The One. I think I like The One.
So this is Dawn from Nothing But Net, available on all streaming platforms. And you're listening to The Ozone, DJ OZ, and we're kicking it with Superstar Swish. Don't go nowhere. Hey. 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 No, not the two. I'm the one. Hold on. Yeah. Hey, hey, 101, I'm Tasha's son, Mr. Go and get it done. MHP, a swish, a sweep, the chosen one is on a run. No, I'm not the two, or the three, or the four. Had to take some time off, now I'm back, it's time to score. Yeah, I've been patient with the kid, and I thank you for this. Niggas never understand what it takes to go get rich. And I'm known for being fresh, no Devane, I need some Ricks. Nah, for real, I'm a shark and all these other fish. Lately, I've been in the lab, in the gym, out the mix. They said that I fell off. You know ignorance is bliss, but the champ is here for real. And you know the deal, so you better hide your folks. She treat me like a meal. Yeah, Pro Tools coming like my diary. I don't need no groupie, don't inspire me. I just need one girl, all these other tired. I know plenty is hating, but they really just admire me. Like them put me to the test, but I'm ace this year, and I'm having so much motion, now you getting near. They ain't let us in the door, I bet I kick the door right in. Call me Switch the Garbage Man, throw these niggas in the bin. You can step up on my court, but SH niggas get the win. Why you calling me your twin? No, you ain't my kin, cause you know I'm not the two, I'm the one. Hold on, hey. I'm the one.
off the scope. Let's go. No, I'm not the two or the three or the four. MHP is back in action and I can't up the scope. Let's go.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing diamond ring, wearing gift stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine, like jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo.
Superstar Swish, and we are kicking it with Superstar Swish right here on the Ozone on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. So getting back into your creative process, so as both the artist and the engineer, how do you know when a track is finished? Like, do you have to force yourself to walk away? I know sometimes we really get in our bag when we in the studio and stuff like that, so what is that like?
I feel like it's never done. It's not done until it's done. Like, and you'll know the process. Like, every engineer or artist know what it is. Like, mm-hmm. I was hearing stuff like, and I might go back and tweak something for that on the album. You guys might hear like a different version of what's it called? There's like a couple of songs I might add a change in the audio for, like on the tape, just because I heard something that sounded cool, and I might just go back and like change it up. Yeah, so if you notice, like, you'll be listening to like The Pain or something, and then like you'll hear it, and I'll be like, you're like, whoa, that was not there before. Well,
that'd be okay. So I'm not tripping, because that does happen to like people's songs. I'd be like, that was not there before. Yeah. I know for a fact, because I know this song like back of my hand. So that's crazy. That's cool though. At the same time,
like on the one, there's a sample at the end that I added in that was not there originally on the song. Mm-hmm. And it's Ric Flair.
Hmm.
So you hear him at the end. He's like, you talking to the Rolex wearing. Well, yeah. Ric Flair, man. Shout out Ric Flair.
Okay. So you've got collaborations with Jay Music, Goldie Rebel, Ricky Devane, T-Top, like a host of all the other artists also Six Lonely Hearts. So how do you decide who fits the vision for whichever song you have in mind?
I mean, you got to be fans of other artists too. Like, I know what these guys make, but I also know what they had the potential to make just because of like a creative ear. So like, I'll hear stuff like, I knew that Six was going to be on Beat the Odds. I knew it was him. Mm-hmm. Like, I heard it and I heard the beat for it and I was like, that's tough. But like, he has his own little flair like that he does to songs that make it like really, really creative. Like, there's a switch in the beat on Beat the Odds, and that was not something I did intentionally. That's something he did. He changed the pitch of the beat and pitched it down while he was recording his verse.
Really?
Yeah, he sent it back to me and I was like, I like this. Come record this because I'm going to re-record your verse. And it worked out perfectly. So, yeah, that's the type of stuff. Like, or like with T-Top, I've heard T-Top on the same producer's beat, like his production before. So I was like, I'm going to put him on that record. Mm-hmm. And then like FAF with Golden Rebel, that was easy to make because I know what type of beats he's on. He's like, he's on player stuff. He's like on anything that's like, it's smooth. You gotta have like a vibe to it.
It's perfect.
Curated. And then me and Ricky, I can do anything with Ricky. So that's like my twin. So if there's a record and I can put him on it, I'm gonna do it. We got like unlimited chemistry. And then Jay Music, as far as Jay Music is concerned, I mean, we did a whole EP together.
Literally.
So it doesn't matter. We'll figure it out. We just figure stuff out in the moment. Like, yeah, it was really cool. It was a really cool experience.
That's dope. So I want to talk about the theme, the basketball thing.
Okay.
So, of course, you're an athlete. So the basketball concept runs through the whole project, and each song kind of feels like a different quarter or highlight, almost. Like,
okay.
I know in getting to do my own research and talking to you, it kind of felt like the first half was like warm-up, and then second half kind of felt like you was in it, like actually in the game, in the moment. So what sparked the idea to keep this album as Nothing But Net, and how did you bring it to life?
So Nothing But Net was born right after CNM Volume 1, and I'm not going to say the name of that for
Please
a reason.
Don't.
So CNM Volume 1 was me just, it was a lot of Alchemist-inspired production, like a lot of soul samples with like no drums and stuff like that, because I think for the last couple of years, people have been like questioning my actual ability to rap versus like, and I'm not saying they thought I was bad, but I don't think a lot of times I shine the way that I'm supposed to on records. So I was giving them times to just hear me cut the drums out. Let's let
Creative
that sample
woes.
Play. Yeah, just listen. So Nothing But Net, I just wanted a project to where I was like, I shine. And like Nothing But Net, that's a swish. Mm-hmm. So like, there's no miss. It has a different type of energy.
See what
to
he
it.
Did there.
Yeah. So Nothing But Net. Like, I had thought of the name, and I was like, I wanted that to be like, I had made my first two projects are called MHP and MHP2. Of course, they're just, one is a follow up to the other one. Mm-hmm. And with those projects, you know, they helped me out when I was trying to get my foot in the door, but I wanted something to also separate, to be separate from them. Like, I didn't want to make an MHP3 yet. I wanted to do that when I'm further along and more established as an artist. So I'm going to put that on the back burner for a while. But I wanted a standalone project that felt like its own entity and that people could enjoy it and digest swish, pause, in a different way. You know what I'm saying? So... But yeah, that's definitely what it is. So that's Nothing But Net.
So which track would you say really tell, well, which track do you feel like, I guess, would be like your game winning shot track? Like, that's the track that's like the star of the show.
That's so tough because they're all hits to me. I feel like they were, I made, I also thought about like Graduation when I was making this project.
Mm.
If you listen to Graduation by Kanye West, he's either my favorite artist or my second favorite artist. He's like tied. It just depends on the day with him. But Kanye went on tour with U2, and like going on a stadium tour with U2, he was like, I want to make nothing but like anthems. So everything feels like an anthem to me. So it's kind of hard to pick. I like, because I love a song like The Paint. That's hard. It's super hard. But then I love a song like Sports Center. Or I love a song like Hella Burn. It's like, these are songs that like people can sing and they're going to resonate with. So it's really just a mood. It just depends on how you feel that day. So I can't really put
it. So he can't choose.
I can't choose. Like, they all mine. But like, I will say, if you want my actual favorite song off the project, my favorite song.
Your favorite song?
It's Beat the Odds.
Okay. Yeah. I respect it.
It's Beat the Odds for sure.
So with that in mind, we're going to get back into the music. This is Halle Burton in Alias. Right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You're listening to The Ozone with DJ OZ. And we're kicking in with Superstar Swish.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Flame, how you made this one, man? Think I need a TV show. All these niggas do is watch. Feel like Tyrese Halliburton in the clutch. I make the shot. I'ma tumble to the. No, I'm quick to press the block. She say I'm a favorite player. I drink shake up in the box. I've been on a mission. I've been stacking up my ends. Stacking up these chips so you can see it through my lens. Lately, I just feel alone. Say that they my friends. Sometimes I don't feel the love, so I put it in God's hands. Had to stop drinking so much. Liquor put me in my feelings. But I got the baddest bitch. She helped me see I got no ceiling. I gotta make a milli for it. She the Whitney to my Bobby. I'ma be so damn rich. We might just buy some matching Rarics. Time be tough for sure, but I just know I'm gon' get right. Compliment my fit. I tell them this just something light. No, I've been a fashion. I just like to be polite. I'm addicted to these J's. I give all my bread to Mike. Don't need motivation. Always motivated me. I remember my worst days when I couldn't even eat. I swear, worse than I was always asking for the tea. First to hop in my DMs, say they wanna work with me. Now they playing on my name, but they was looking up to me. So I sit back like a boss, control the traffic on the scene. You be chilling with your. Then she put me on your screen. Know the swag hereditary. I just had it in my jeans. Think I need a TV show. All these do is watch. Feel like Tyrese Halliburton. In the clutch, I make the shot. I'ma tumble to the. Know I'm quick to press the block. She say I'm a favorite player. I drink shake up in the box. Think I need a TV show. All these do is watch. Feel like Tyrese Halliburton. In the clutch, I make the shot. I'ma tumble to the. No, I'm quick to press the block. She say I'm a favorite player. I drink shake up in the box.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Alexis Norman, and you're listening to The Ozone with DJ OZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM.
MHP the alias, most hated player, swish and sweet. Must be off them if you think that the hard as me. Hard as me for flexing, they been sleep. It's time to wake them up. Trying to make a dollar just so I can boss my mama. Ain't no way I'm popping. I swear you think I'm cool with Breezy. And my bad and brown, that's why you utter can't see me. Got my pockets big and beefy. Add some cheese, this too easy. I know your pockets on the diet. I can tell that you ain't eating. I was 16 rocking Jordans. I turned 19, start recording. 21, they said I'm hard. My old junk was too boring. Swapped her out and copped a foreign. Feel like Pac, I got the juice. Now all these say I'm important. Throw up the deuce, drop the index. The haters, I went 12 for 12 on tracks. You know, well, I don't miss. Ain't got no time to chase no. I got goals I'm trying to reach. He's a an opposer. He ain't ever kept it peed. Now what they talking about? Swishy from the south. I got it now. I just signed my deal off from rhyming about a different route. I'm so about my paper. I should have worked it under Miffy. Every time I hit the booth, I'm Gordon Ramsay in the kitchen. I get paid, you pay attention. I get laid, you lazy sit. I just got on my vacation. Now I'm back to tripping. Who you know can pop out in a white tee and a fitted? I just threw my Timbs on. Got a clip chain and a pin. I just booked some shows. I do a festival in Memphis. I'm having so much motion in October. I do Christmas. They ask me how I do it. I say sit back and just listen. I got the formula. I'm in the lab just like a chemist. MHP the alias.
most hated players swish a sweet. Must be off them f***ies if you think that the hard as me. Pardon me for flexing, they been sleep. It's time to wake them up. Trying to make a dollar just so I can boss my mama up. MHP the aliens, most hated players swish a sweet. Must be off them f***ies if you think that the hard as me. Pardon me for flexing, they been sleep. It's time to wake them up. Trying to make a dollar just so I can boss my mama up.
All right, we're back and we're still kicking in with Superstar Swish. Right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You're listening to The L-Zone with DJ LZ. So, what you just heard was Halle Burton and Alias from his new project, Nothing But Net.
Swish.
Okay, so, getting back into the core of this interview.
Okay.
So, you described this album as being about timing, patience, and execution. So how have those lessons shown up in your life beyond the music?
Patience for sure has been like one of the biggest things I've learned since starting music. I feel like I was in such a rush to get stuff done that a lot of times that the product wouldn't come out the way that it was supposed to. So like, this is like an example of patience. The finish journey taught me patience for real, but it also told me that like you can see results if you do the work the right way. Like me pacing myself with it kind of just helped me to get all the way into rhythm. And so I was like, okay, I'm seeing this actually work out from doing the work. So now it's like, now that I see it working, I said, let me let that translate over into the music. And I was like, okay, every song that I make don't gotta go on here, but like I do need to be practicing, because the more I practice and the more shots I put up, the easier it gets over and over and over, right? So just doing that consecutively and really trying to get everything in order, it was a true example of, for one, patience, but also it's just like hard work and then like determination as well. So precision, like when you do put something on there, it got to make sense.
I love it. And so, getting back into a transformation in your life, like the weight loss journey, because you've been pretty, like, candid about your journey through social media and stuff and in general. So, do you feel like your discipline in that process kind of mirrors the same mindset it took to complete Nothing But Net?
Yeah, because there'll be times where I would like to not do anything, but like if I don't do something, you know, you suffer the consequences of that. And I'm realizing that more and more as like an artist. And like, I know they say this all the time, people are like against hustle culture and things of that nature, but when you're sitting down and doing nothing, there is somebody up and they're recording something, or they're making some video, or they're doing something that is progressing them towards your goal, and you're falling further away. And maybe don't look at life in the context of I'm falling behind because I'm not, but like that's real life. Mm-hmm. If you don't do something and you're not actively trying to, you know, progress, and you allow other people to gap you, bro, there's nothing you can do. You're going to continue to fall further and further behind. So I'd rather just not be lazy. And I think that shows up in a lot of the songs. I talk about that a lot. Like, I'm not going to sit down while other people go do the things that I want to do. It doesn't make sense.
So, what do you feel like you really learned through that journey, like through creating your music while you were going through that, through that transformation, and just like personally, what do you feel like you learned?
I learned I could do anything I put my mind to. I learned that it taught me self-love to a different extent. You got to love yourself to really take care of your health. But like, on another level, it's like, beyond loving myself, it's like It's like, okay, I love my body physically and I don't want to die early. Cool. But I love myself mm-hmm. enough to like really put my energy into things where like it could change my life. Like I almost lost my life a couple of years ago. So like when I think about it like that and in relation to that, it's like, why would I not live every single day trying to accomplish what I want? And so that's what this whole mm-hmm. process has taught me. Like really putting your best foot forward when nobody is requiring that of you, because nobody really requires that of you. You have to, it's like, it's all really a self-sufficient thing. You're choosing to be the best version of you every day. So.
Love that. Okay. So I feel like in Memphis, Memphis artists kind of always feel like they need to prove themselves. So what is betting on yourself and like, I guess winning in the essence, I guess, mean to you now?
Repeat that last part.
What does betting on yourself and winning mean to you now?
I mean, betting on yourself is really just, like I said, like putting your trust in yourself to do what you want to do, like mm-hmm. accomplish what you need to accomplish. Like mm-hmm. that's spending your money on a studio session or spending your money on getting beats done or working with a producer when you could be out drinking and having fun with your friends, or spending that money on a music video when you could have easily bought new Jordans or video games and mm-hmm. things that give you pleasure, like immediate pleasure, like same dopamine that you get when you eat like candy or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. So that's betting on yourself. That's winning. Like I think it's part, well, I won't say it's winning, but it's part of winning. Like there has to be that initial step of like, I'm going to dedicate something where I didn't have to dedicate it. Like I really want to make something shake. So.
That's what's up. I love it. So with that in mind, we're going to get back into the music from Nothing But Net. This is FAF. Mm-hmm. Featuring Goldie Rebel. I can't say the word.
We're not
y'all.
Gonna say.
What I'm the trying name? To stay on air, y'all.
What kind of
and then Sports Center featuring Ricky Devane.
Love that.
This is, you're listening to the Ozone with DJ OZ right here on WIXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and we're kicking it with Superstar Swish. Don't go nowhere.
Time to shine from my wrist to elbow. Fresh as know I got style. I can take your favorite. Tatted up like Travis Barker. Just like a drum. When I'm done, she clean me up. Say I never leave a crumb. Always wanted to be rich. Always wanted fancy. Been working since 16. I swear them pizza checks ain't made no sense. I ain't even go to college. Daddy there had a fit. Told him I just wanna rap. Cause I ain't trying to toe the stick. If bands will make her dance, then we the same. I'm trying to make them too. Every time I see a chick, I swear it make the bust a move. They say switch like Django. Why is that? Cause I like whips and chains. You like Olive Garden. I'm Ruth Chris. We is not the same. Beamer, Benz, or Billy. All black trust, you get no entry. No, I'm quick to cut her off cause I don't like my too friendly. Started popping it on back when I was only 20. Now I feel like 50 Cent because I'm hated on by many. Yeah, time to shine from my wrist to elbow. Fresh as know I got style. I can take your favorite. Tatted up like Travis Barker. Beat a just like a drum. When I'm done, she clean me up. Say I never leave a crumb. Time to shine from my wrist to elbow. Fresh as know I got style. I can take your favorite. Tatted up like Travis Barker. Beat a just like a drum. When I'm done, she clean me up. Say I never leave a crumb.
When I die, go out of style. A-E-I-O-U every time I stroke, scream a different vowel. 100,000 when a shoebox got the bread looking like a stack of foul. These niggas ain't number sons to me. If they play around, I had to smack my child. Pinky up with a diamond ring, I'm just a player that be sipping smooth. If you a P like you say he is, can't be tripping about it. Play it cool. Imaginary players in the game, really simple. Trying to change the rules, they ain't never been through a thing, and I'm a real G that done pay my dues. Me and her got an understanding. When she pull up on me, gotta get low. Mama see to know I love the freak, got the bouncing like a 6-4. You know they say we only get one life, a gamble, but what it hit for? To the day I'm gone, money overthrown, screaming where like a like, yeah.
Time to shine from my wrist to elbow. Fresh as know I got style. I can take your favorite, tat it up like Travis Barker. Just like a drum. When I'm done, she clean me up. Say I never leave a crumb. Time to shine from my wrist to elbow. Fresh as know I got style. I can take your favorite, tat it up like Travis Barker. Just like a drum. When I'm done, she clean me up. Say I never leave a crumb.
Yo, yo, what up, what up? This is LJ1S, and listen to the Ozone with DJ OZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM.
Hey, look in the mirror, I hate to be you to be you. Say that I mean, I don't mean to be rude. Real, I ain't trying to be cool. I'll cut her off, she missing a screw. Slick, I ain't gotta use. So bad, treat her like fool. Like grown man, why you sending me? Every move I make is breaking the news. On the MC main character switch. Rich, I might fly out. Rich, pay like Mitch. Broke, you don't get. If I go bro, just give me a brick. Break a brick down, I get it out quick. I'm planning to yell, I'm number one pick. Don't love me, she love this. My did just like played it once, now she came back for more. Y'all don't love this game we play, I rap for real, y'all rap for show. Rap for my show. Biggest haters really fans, just wait until it play the blow. I said that he'll go band for band, got quiet when I up the road. Turn your nigga, I'm running the lead. Smack me a nigga like my name Creed. Count a race till my thumbs bleed. If we did a race, I'd be in the lead. You checking the phone, I'm all in the feed. My back stressed like my name Reed. Fantastic. Got no back, can try indeed. That little paper don't mean my knee. Look in the mirror, I hate to be you. Say that I mean, I don't mean to be rude. I'm a real, I ain't trying to be cool. I'll she missing a screw. Slick, I ain't gotta use. So bad, treat her like food. I'm a grown man, why you sending me news? Every move I make is breaking the news.
Ain't you free with a foot up that? If you feel the respect, then I can't let it pass. Told I'ma do with all of this cash. That boy broke his, put his in the cast. I'm trying to buy me a castle and throw all the ops in a moat, and I pray they don't float. Die. Swerving the eye, driving the boat, water park, flipping, sliding the nose and the bottoms. I'm cold as need to buy me a coat. I'm sorry for what I ain't J. Cole. Put a dot on his face, would have thought it's a mold. The way that I'm blowing this and airing it out, the cops would have thought I'm bloated. Ugh. If it ain't me, a hit kid for president, then I ain't voting. God, I've been killing it so long, I think I forgot my motive. I'm chopping the shot, but I'm not a barber. And no, I ain't dropping no motives.
Dropping no motives.
Cause I got over. Caught on, I won't let a cry on my shoulder.
Can't do that, baby.
I get high as Jehovah. Why would you wonder why I'm never sober?
Look in the mirror, I hate to be you. Say that I mean, I don't mean to be rude. I'm a real nigga, I ain't trying to be cool. I'll cut her off, she missing a screw. Slick, I ain't gotta use. So bad, treat her like food. I'm a grown man, why you sending me? Every move I make is breaking the. Yeah. Yeah. I went hard in the paint, don't think nobody can hold me down.
Ain't hold me down.
I made some mistakes, but I pop right up, won't see me frown.
Never see me frown.
Been thinking he harder than me, might as well just be a clown.
Clown.
Kept saying that silly shit, must bloom it for stupid town. Keep some icy on my wrist, keep some icy on my. I swear these lay so much. Tell that to wipe his. Yo, got some limbs. Pass for yo. When she get lit, she show me tricks. I call that babysitter, cause she love to take. 10 times out of 10, if there's a contest, I'm gon' win. My chick so bad, she make these up look mid. Don't dab me up, you know that we ain't friends.
Not friends.
These making songs and all that is mid. Making a mess with dollar bills. I flood the room, I make it rain. She chose up on my homie. I don't care. These is all the same. She don't wanna f me now. She's wishy-washy, so her mind might change. By the time she
come around, I hear the friends, just we like playing games. Ain't nothing bigger than the heart trying to put stones on my whole team. My whole team. Young and broke, ain't love myself, yeah, that's the old me. That's the old me. Like Kanye West, I need a drink, they'll call me Sobe. Sip it, seen y'all pouring green, yeah, that's a mess, just sip it slowly. Y'all still so much swag, I see myself and all you. Me, yeah, they try to solve my game, but these won't even call you. Switch addicted to this winning, I'm about to dog. Yeah, now I just put my Kobe's on. I'm about to ball on Kobe. I went hard in the paint, don't think nobody can hold me down. Hey, hold me down. I made some mistakes, but I pop right up, won't see me frown. Never see me frown. Been thinking they harder than me, might as well just be a clown. Clowning. Kept saying that sick, must blew up for stupid town.
I'm here.
All right, all right. And we're back. And we're still kicking in with Superstar Swish. And you're listening to The Ozone with DJ LZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. So, I got another question.
All right.
I got lots of questions. But how do you stay motivated? Like, for one, I know that you, we now know that you recorded, like, the whole project in your home. So how do you stay motivated during those times when you're just like in the comfort of your own home?
Don't need motivation, always motivated.
Ooh.
Me.
Ooh.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
Nah. I don't know. I think you just gotta want it. Like, I don't know. You can't really teach that. Like, something my dad used to say when he was coaching me when I played basketball. It's like, this is something you gotta want. Like, if you really want it, like, you'll do it. People that don't want it, they're not going to do the work. Oh, I want it so bad. It shows in everything that you do. Like, even about your lifestyle, even in a healthy lifestyle, it's like, okay, if you really want to look this way, you're going to eat like this. And if you don't care that much, it's going to show in everything that you do, even how you dress, everything. Like, and I care. Like, it's okay to care about things. And I think people forgot that. Everybody wants to feel like they're cooler than what they are. So I just care. I care more than other people do when it comes to stuff that pertains to me. This is my future.
Period. So what's one thing that you wish more people understood about making music and, like, just making music in the Memphis scene, or, like, being on the grind? Like, what it takes to really get your name out there. What do you feel like you wish more people would understand about that?
Bro, just network. Like, a lot of people, like, they make enemies out of other people for no reason. To be real with you, like, Memphis don't have, like, the craziest infrastructure for, like, music scene anyway. So, like, when you're a quote-unquote underground artist and you're always on the negative tip of, like, it's like you make enemies. Like, these guys make enemies, and it's like, y'all are all losers. To be real, like, you a loser until you make something of yourself. Like, okay, that's the way I see it.
I'm glad you brought that back around. I was like, dang.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. That's real. Like, you can say I'm a loser in a sense I haven't made it to where I would like to be at yet. So, like, if we all haven't made it to where we want to be at, and we're all trying to grasp for straws and trying to figure it out, you know, we would collaborate. You know, they collaborate at the top. They all collaborate at the top. The rich stay rich because they work together. So, like, if we poor and we're fighting against each other all the time because we want to be better than the other poor people, we'll never grow. That's why they say, like, a crabs in a barrel mentality. You can't have that. And if you are somebody that's trying to get into doing music in Memphis, don't be a loser. don't be like that. Don't
put
be
yourself out there.
Don't be negative. Yeah, put yourself out there. And then, like, and if they don't want to work with you now, they might want to work with you later. And you could take that one of two ways. You could take it as a slight, or you could take it as you show that you were a person that was deserving or willing of, or, like, it was necessary for you to get those shots, and it was necessary for you to get those looks now. So I just put it like that. Just don't be a loser, bro. Like, really try. So
I love that. So we're going to get back into the music. This next song is Dinner Plate featuring St. Lucas.
Love that. Dinner Plate.
And then we're going to listen to Not For Me featuring T-Top.
Those are great songs. I love those songs.
Nothing But Net, available on all streaming platforms.
You can go get Nothing But Net everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Don't go nowhere. Hey,
hey, it's Swish. Yeah, pop out for the one time. I'ma turn my city up. Money getting long.
just wore that Billy truck. Think is envious. My is getting plenty bucks. He flex like 20 dubs. This cash fill up a minibus. How y'all talking tough but on the net? I might vent in private, but in public, I need my respect. I don't do subliminals. You talking it be direct. Deposit all my checks about that money. I'ma come collect. Thinking about them times when we ain't had it. My rocking chrome and Ricky Owens living lavishly. Come my old dog, she ain't stayed out. How you mad at me? I send that to school. You enrolled to Swish Academy. I'm having cheese. I fly like a pilot. I took off like helicopters. I got so much to swag. You can call me Swish the dropper. I stay in the kitchen cooking, but I feel like Betty Crocker. If you think you want that smoke, then you better bring a heavy chopper. That's what that chopper make. You gon' trick on. I don't even do no dinner date. You not on my team. You can't eat up off my dinner plate. I just want to keep the baby. Give me
like
faith.
How you hate me, but you copy me. Stop, just think about UPS or FedEx. She got track my pet, come shout with me. Crop that top rock, drop with me. Checked up, she not with me. Pants on, swole that not with me. I'm at the top, on the pinnacle. Say it, I rig no subliminals. If I tell you what, you didn't know that it, you, I mean every word, every syllable. True fear, these beautiful. Won't be about, it's the principle. I'm all about cash, I'm chasing the bag. I stack it as long as it's printable. All that acting, you not him. These dope boy products, too trim. My got two thigh pads, I don't like no, it's too slim. I'm him. That what that chopper do.
You gon' trick on, cause I don't even do no dinner date. You not on my team, you can't eat up off my dinner plate. I just want to keep the baby, give me face.
This is South Memphis Jeff, host of Funky Town. You're listening to the Ozone with DJ Ozone on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. The station.
I'm trying to bust my wrist down. I don't want to play giant. I like to shine it, shine it. Think how they play with me. I got to shine. I don't got time for shit. Just me, myself, and I. Make my music. I'm trying to climb the list. Climb got four and but these two fists don't get out of line this year. Underground MVP, MHP. Who you know hard as me? Got more bars than me. With more cars than me. You don't get hope. Don't more bras than me.
Vomit.
That's not for me.
Dude, I ain't getting money, I'm stacking my commas.
That's
my
not for me. Okay.
Okay. I'm on those shrooms like John Lennon. Get the fuck up, I ain't trying to have feelings.
Trying to have feelings.
Tell what she fuck with the realest. Killing the game, feeling like Bruce Willis. I'm in the mouth like I work at the dentist. Did a brain or I don't want dealings. Okay. Original top, cause he be stealing. Can't touch this shit, hot as
hell. Yeah, I bought to my feet hurt. I smoke reefer, I get high as a fire. Still can't tie my shoes, you don't get PT. I swear, these sucks. All I see is green. I feel like Giannis. I should've played for the Bucks. I ain't gotta worry about bread. Stacking and flipping. My ego as big as a bus.
Why? Tell my hustle regardless. I'm teaching the guy need knowledge. Everywhere I go, I'm tardy. Huh? Little bitch, I'm full of that chronic. I mix the gym with the tonic. They cracking jokes, I don't see you funny. I'm really tired of the substance abuse, but I ain't never stopped getting money.
Okay. That's not for me.
Worry about a bitch, I promise.
That's not for me.
Dude, made me sick, I never vomit.
That's not for me.
Dude, I ain't getting money, I'm stacking my commas.
That's
my
not for me. Okay.
Okay.
That's not for me. That's not for me. Okay.
Okay.
Time, huh? Go figure.
I caught the Jesus peace, so I feel close to God. They said I wasn't gonna be, so I guess I beat the odds. Perfect clarity, diamond dancing, switch don't even have a flaw. I treat my pen just like a wand, but I ain't never been to odds. Fat hoe way so slim, look like a BBL. You old as f***ing trying to rap, go get your CDL. Ready for whatever, I won't smoke, we can ring the bell. That hater shit won't work, you can chat, but we won't never fail.
You can chat, but we won't never fail. You can chat, we won't never fail.
Yeah, I see we would never lose. This Glock right in my pocket, bound to pop it if he act a fool. In and out the jungle, I'm puffin' sticky, gorilla glue. Shawty know I'm bumpin', came right over here, knew what to do. Then the fool, how she ate the put the pink in me. Please don't put me with it, cause all they talk is minuscule. Critical, I'm strikin' with the pipe, it ain't get physical. Yo, know I'm solid, so she follows, this the general. Ride me like a Harley gangster. Elliptical, miserable, telling about a he lost some principles. Pitiful, cause I weigh me to that despicable. For the long count of all your plays is too predictable. 3 days other days, you celebrate his pinnacle. Switching off the fadeaway, the way I step is pivotal.
I drop these hits, I make these plays, I switch the quarterback.
Yeah, dwell I gon' make a bag, treat him like he's dead.
Talk, roll his into a pack.
Whatever I say, I stand on it. Give it a light, light of mess. Smoking these, my eyes get low. These bitches a joke, I'm bodily.
Seen this bitch at the grocery store, now this
damn, ask me why I that dealer. Cause I got cocky.
Bigger than the program, no you not. Stop calling me.
Yeah, all of my we loaded with sticks. I should play for the hockey league.
Chain on me with the big diamonds. Call me Swish or Mr. Free.
I'm popping on social in person. They looking nervously.
They're sending threats to other. They ain't spoke to me.
All right, y'all. That was Beat the Odds featuring Six Lonely Hearts. So, we're getting close to the end of the interview and the end of my time. So, definitely want to know what's next for you visually, maybe musically, maybe personally.
I believe.
Now that the project is out to the masses.
I believe we are shooting the music video for Dinner Plate with St. Lucas on November 2nd. So, we're going to bring in some people. For that music video, we have a crazy treatment for that. So it's gonna be very unexpected. People are not gonna realize what is going on, but it's fire. The idea is fire. And then I'm shooting the video for Sports Center next too. So I don't know which one you'll get first. But then like I'm really just going crazy with the visuals. I'm not really playing around with that one. So. This whole tape, I should have a music video for every single song. Hold me to that. If I don't do that, I played.
It's live and it's recorded. So if we got to go back through the archives, we know for sure. Yeah. You said what you said.
Y'all can get on me if I don't shoot a music video to every single song on this project.
Okay. So the last thing, we got about 2 minutes. So when people press play, what do you hope they walk away with feeling from Nothing But Net?
I hope that when they hear Nothing But Net, it makes them feel like a winner, because that's what I felt like making it. I want you to feel like a winner. These are songs that are supposed to motivate you. Like I'm gonna keep quoting Kanye, but Kanye West said that if you're a fan of his music, you're a fan of yourself, and that was the one principle I always adopted in my music. If you're a fan of Superstar Switch, you are a fan of yourself. If you're a supporter of Superstar Switch, you are a supporter of yourself. So love yourself. These songs should motivate you to want to be the best version of yourself. You should want to do better. You should want to, you know, make the best type of music. So I can't say nothing but positive things, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
So definitely let us know where we can follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Superstar Swish. That's Superstar and Swish, like Swish, like Swish I'm ballin'. On TikTok, MHP Swish. I do have 2 TikTok accounts, but I'm working on getting the usernames all switched over to Superstar Swish. But it's MHP Swish on TikTok, and then everywhere else is Superstar Swish.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming to kick it with me on the Ozone. I really appreciate it. I definitely appreciate you coming through late night, because 8 to 9 p.m. is not easy for the working person. So Thank you so much for coming to kick it with me. And yeah, I wish you the best in your musical journey, and I love your project. I love what you're doing. I adore your artistry, and more life to you. And on that note, I'm going to get on up out of here.